With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. They have new locations in Alexandria and Ashburn, Virginia, and they are taking appointments. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, December 6th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cakes Auville.
Happy pre-holiday show day to everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Just noticing, we're like Team Under Armour today. EB's got his Under Armour. I've got my Under Armour. Cakes has his Sup Dogs Under Armour. You got an Under Armour hat.
There you go. And he's got an Under Armour quarter
zip. They make nice stuff. Comfortable.
Couldn't tell that he was wearing that.
Love it.
Cakes, you stayed up late last night?
I got bounced out of the Cakes Classic around 11 p.m., so not too late. I was in bed by 11:30, 11:35-ish.
Nice. To win some cash?
Wins one zippy. Won zero chips. I was not a factor in the tournament whatsoever. Won zero chips.
But you stayed at the MGM.
Stayed at MGM National Harbor.
Finally.
Yes.
That's perfect. Finally figured it out versus sleeping on
that's
a terrible
the new
couch
routine.
Here.
That's
well, that
routine.
Has to be the new, it has to be the new normal if I'm staying there until 11 p.m.
Good.
The days of me coming here and scrounging for a spot on the couch, those days are officially over.
Yeah, you can get a nice hot shower there. They got fantastic showers.
One really good thing about staying at MGM is it affords me extra sleeping time. So I slept in until about 4:55, hopped in the shower, and here I am.
Nice.
It's a quicky commute.
And you don't usually shower in the mornings at home.
No, because I have a 45 to 50-minute commute if I drive from where I live.
Right.
MGM National Harbor is about 12 to 15 minutes from where we sit.
You mentioned showers, and I want to just touch on this. It'll just be a quick thing. But, a lot of us like to work out at the gym downstairs, and I've noticed over the last few weeks that, like, two or three times a week, the towels that I use in the shower are spotted with blood. There are little hints of little blood stains. And it's maybe the grossest thing ever. Mm. There you are. You're getting butt naked.
Yeah.
You're about to wrap the towel around yourself before you go walk in the shower. And then you're looking at a towel that has blood stains. And then you throw it away and you go get another one. And that one has a hint of a blood stain. You have to ruffle through three or four before you find one that doesn't.
You wonder if they actually use detergent or they just use water.
Well, they might use detergent, but they're not using bleach.
Well, more disturbing
white
than that.
White towels?
Who's bleeding all over the place in the gym?
I think because guys shave.
Ah, okay.
It'll happen from time to time, but you're right. They're also
so
off-white
gross.
Now. They were white towels. They're off-white.
I can't tell that. They look at white enough to me. But the blood spots are so off-putting. It's happening.
Gotta bring your own towel.
It's happening at a ridiculous rate.
Or you just have
rate.
To alert management of the building.
Yeah, I think
these towels are substandard.
If someone bleeds on the towels, if you can't, and I don't even know if bleaching is good enough, but if you can't bleach it out, you gotta throw it away.
Yeah, you gotta replace it.
You just gotta replace it. Stop recycling the same bloody towels.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that whoever owns this building, I'm sure they have deep enough pockets that if they wanted to, they could replace many
towels.
Don't
they have like a linen company or whatever that comes in?
Probably.
Yeah, probably like what's the name of it? What's the name of the big one?
But there's no way. All the time. There's no way that they care.
Well, Cintas.
Is it Cintas?
Yeah, that might be one. Like,
get some new towels.
Yeah, you just got to
ship them.
Out. When people bleed
got
on the towels.
A multitude of towels. That's the one thing that you can say.
Well, yeah, so you got to go in there and just pull
they
a bunch out.
They maybe have 150 towels for three people using the gym.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw the towels away that you find with bloodstains?
I don't feel like that's my response. I don't feel like I
have that problem. There is
ability to do that.
And I think they maybe even have a sign about it, is that a lot of people use the lockers that aren't using the gym. So if you want to find a locker, usually there
it's impossible
one or two.
To find a locker.
There
these
are
days.
One or two lockers where you can put your stuff in because yeah. everything's closed. And then you walk out in the gym and there's nobody there.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on here?
No, Pete, there's like 10 or 11 lockers with no keys that just, you know, presumably, I don't know what people are using it for.
No, I think people who work here that maybe are going to work out in the evening, they put their stuff there. They work their 9 to 5.
Maybe it's hidden.
And
like,
then they work.
Like drug contraband.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe somebody's thinking, nobody's going to look at my stash
right.
in this gym.
There's never anybody there. There's one girl that comes in every day, and she gets on a stair climber at 11, like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it when I'm there. There's another guy that comes in occasionally, and then there's naked guy. There's a guy that rides yeah. his bike to work, and he walks around in there.
Is that the short guy?
Yeah, he walks yeah. around there naked all the time. You know?
Yep.
I don't know what his deal is, but he loves being
naked. The guys that
naked.
Kill me at the gym are the guys
he
that
shaves.
Shave naked.
He shaves naked.
That's unnecessary.
Some guys just don't care.
No,
yeah.
he shaves naked. He brushes his teeth
no
naked.
Cares. You can wrap a towel around your body.
Yeah, I mean, nobody
it's
wants
not
to
hard.
See. Okay, you got a pretty big size hog. Just, who cares? Just cover
Show
it up.
Off.
Yeah, stop showing off. You're 5'6".
Hey, it's Open Line Thursday.
It
your
is.
Chance to steer the show on Open Line Thursday. As Cakes mentioned, we got the holiday show tomorrow, which is going to be fun. So we'd love to take a ton of calls throughout the show today at 800-636-1067. How about them Wizards? They've won 3 in a row. We have Wiz Celtics tickets, which we will give away later in the program. Wizards have actually won 9 of their last 14 games, 9-5 after that horrific 2-9 start.
Right. Amazing.
And didn't have John Wall last night.
Amazing.
And last year when John Wall didn't play and they went on that run, they said everybody eats. And remember the assist totals went way up?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was the Hawks, but they had 35 assists last night.
Yeah, something to be for. Yeah, well, again, it was the Hawks.
It was the Hawks.
Reiterate
but,
that.
I mean, I believe the Hawks are 5-20.
But why do the assists go way up whenever Wall isn't playing?
Well, guys know they need to step it up in John's absence. I don't know.
John's
I don't understand it.
Theoretically, the best guy on the team in terms of passing. He leads them in assists.
Yeah, but he dribbles a lot. A lot of dribbling
it?
With John.
That it's just a lot more
just,
ball movement.
Yeah, I mean. And you got to make shots, too, to get assists, right? But last night, yeah, good win. 131.
Nine assists, 36 points,
Look,
too.
The fact that they're 11-14, you never would know that they started out 1-9 or whatever the hell it was. You'd never know. So that's good.
And I actually look
and
at the
kind of
teams ahead of them.
Start.
All right, the first 4 or 5 teams in the Eastern Conference standings, they're legit. But the next couple of teams, I don't expect Orlando to be there in the end. They're
yeah,
better
not.
This year. A couple of those teams, the Wizards are going to make the playoffs.
But Boston is starting to put it together. Boston at the end of the year will be near the top.
Sure.
Philly, you would assume. Toronto, you would assume. So, yeah, those top 3 or 4 are legit.
It's it's liable.
But they're inching closer to
they're,
where
they're
we thought
okay.
they'd be.
It's liable to rival last year, though.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much their big addition was Dwight Howard. He's going to be out months. You know, he had the L4, L5 surgery. Did you see that, Jason? Or whatever it was.
Very convenient that he had that surgery like a week after the story came out about the transsexual.
Takes him off the radar for a little bit.
Yeah.
People didn't seem to really pick up on that.
They really didn't.
Yeah, it was just like the blog.
We talked about it for one day, and then it was just gone.
Kind of got buried.
And then he went on the DL for 3 months.
But they're basically liable to basically do what they did last year. You know?
Maybe. We'll see. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday. Another thing to get into. I had to tell you, I was a proponent of bringing in Kaepernick, just what I'd like to see. I'm intrigued by him. I don't think they're going to go anywhere with Mark Sanchez, but I watched his presser yesterday. I went to Redskins.com. I actually watched the whole 14-minute presser. I was blown away by how much I liked him.
Can we run some of it? I didn't see any of it, but I heard he was great.
Yeah, I'm just rooting for him because I thought he played pretty well last week, all things considered. And everyone's trashing
funny.
Him.
He was frank. He was open.
Was he charming?
Charming, wasn't full of cliches, you know, some, but you've seen so many press conferences with coaches and players where they give you nothing. He actually gave you something.
Yeah, I like that.
So
like
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear it.
I'm totally rooting for him.
Can we play some of it? We're searching
for it. Which clip do you want? You just want anything? Or
sure.
You
know,
whatever
I mean, he joked about the butt fumble, which he had kind of a canned response.
Of the things associated in fans' minds when Mark Sanchez's name comes up, there are good things, high draft pick.
Sure.
The playoff runs with the Jets those 2 years to the AFC title game. There's also a certain fumble in the nationally televised game that
I'm not following.
Did that bother you that comes up still to this day? Do you laugh about it as you just did?
Like I said, what are you going to do? I mean, it was a crappy play in a game where we're getting our butts kicked. You know, some low-hanging fruit, so that was an easy reach for you. I'm just kidding. Come on, you can give it to me. I can give it right back. Come on now. Thick skin in here, huh? No, listen, it's who cares? It's one play, and you just move on. I prefer to remember the good stuff. You seem like a doomsdayer, so.
Who was the guy that asked the question? No, I didn't recognize
him. I like
voice.
Him already because he used one of my favorite cliches of all time, low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
I mean, I thought that was strictly an old man cliche, and he's clearly younger than me. So I like that. That's a good thing.
He also talked about his first play with the Washington Redskins.
It was silly. Handing it off to AP.
Yeah.
The good one.
Is Valdez looking for it?
I thought he had it.
They didn't have that one just ready just yet.
Sorry.
Just play any of it. I'd like to hear whatever you got, Matt. Doesn't matter. But I'm definitely rooting for him. I would root for him anyway.
Weirdly,
you just know what's at stake. And without that kind of experience, you'd never know. I think, talking with even some of the coaches, there's a mentality at 6-6 for a lot of teams. I mean, a lot of teams find themselves in this position, and I can only relate it to what I know. And I just remember my rookie year, we were about right here. And I didn't know any different. I'm like 6-6. We won a bunch of games in college. We won a bunch of games in high school. And I just remember the older guys, hey, man, this thing, we're not even. We got this last quarter of the season. Just wait.
How great of a story would it be? I don't think it's going to happen if he let him into the playoffs.
It would be incredible.
It would be pretty awesome.
It would be a miracle.
I'm weirdly intrigued to watch
a miracle.
Play.
It would be miraculous.
Because I think that you can get in possibly even as low as 8-8 this year, but I think if you get to 9, win 3 out of 4, you probably get into the playoffs in the NFC.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I think it would be miraculous for them to win 3 out of 4.
But the people act like he's a complete zilch who's done nothing. He's only butt fumbled his whole career.
Right.
The guy's thrown 86 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, he's taken two teams to the championship game.
He's won a lot of games.
He's won 37 games in the league, and you know, people want to give him no credit. Sure, he had good defense, but you know, he gets some credit for that.
Yeah.
You know, he's a competent professional.
The knock on him was he just had way too many picks.
Yeah.
He just threw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah, he did. He did. There's no doubt.
But that seems like a really good dude.
Oh, yeah. And here's what he said about the AP play.
Ian Bibbs and Marshall. Yeah. It was a pretty good handoff, huh? AP and that was crazy. That was unbelievable. I mean, I saw him make the cutback, and I was like, oh, okay, AP, get loose. Oh, my God. I'm looking around for flags like, holy crap, this is awesome. So I'm glad I wasn't mic'd up. That was really funny.
I just don't think you hear players talk the way that he talked. I couldn't believe it. I just wanted to watch a couple minutes.
There was like a youthful enthusiasm to him. Like, I really like Alex Smith in the presser too, but he's a little more adult-ish. You know what I mean?
He's pretty dull.
A little more reserved. But I like everything he said.
Sure.
Really,
but he's more cliche.
Yeah. But I just felt he was more genuine. I thought Alex Smith was really genuine. Like, say, coming off like Kirk, who's just, I don't know what he was doing.
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah. But Mark seems almost like a little more boyish.
I think he's genuinely giddy that he got the call. He said it.
Yeah.
He's only 32.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And there was a chance that he was out of the league forever.
No, I think that's what it is.
He's not on a team the whole season, goes into whatever, week 10, and then he finally gets his shot.
Yeah.
And then by circumstance, it's not even getting a shot to just be a backup. By circumstance, not that he's rooting for injuries, all of a sudden he's going to get playing time. So he could resurrect his career from a point where it looked like the career was going to be gone, you're not going to play football anymore, to he's going to be in the conversation to be backup.
In front of him now. There are journeyman quarterbacks in this league, guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick. They can have moments, right? They can add another 5 years to your career.
Yep.
You know, Josh McCown has had moments.
If he plays reasonably well, he's going to be on the radar of every other team in the league.
I just don't have
huge opportunity for him.
This extremely, like, he's the worst, like he's Nate Peterman. I don't have that view of him. Like, if we were starting Nate Peterman I'd be like, okay, you're right. That's the worst professional quarterback.
That's when you know you're in the basically world. Tanked.
Or if it gets down to Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson hasn't thrown a pass since 2011.
Yeah.
Well, it's your fourth. That would be your fourth string quarterback.
2011.
It's borderline impossible to win with a third string quarterback. Fourth string, it's when you just stop paying attention, I would think.
But the one thing I'll say in Johnson's defense is he's been on a team for parts of every season. So he's gotten reps in practice.
Right, he's still playing.
Professional buildings. Yeah. You know, he's watching film. You know, he's been a professional throughout that entire
same thing
time.
Sanchez was doing last year in Chicago, even though he wasn't playing.
Exactly.
And I think he may have even had signed with a team this year as a backup, but didn't he have a drug suspension or a performance?
Sanchez, I think, did. He had a 4-game suspension.
And that happened early this year.
I think so. 4 games, yeah.
Yeah, so no one touched him until someone was desperate.
All right, open line Thursday. We'll come back, take your calls. Your chance to steer the show, talk about whatever you want, from the Redskins quarterback situation to the Wizards, who have won 3 in a row. We'll also give away some Wizards tickets later in the program. 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Of course, the Redskins take on the New York Giants. Redskins still just a half game back in the wild card race. Game back in the division with 4 to go. Mark Sanchez, your starting quarterback. We'll be breaking it all down from Glory Days Grill in Burke, Virginia.
Yes.
Starting at 11 o'clock. That's me and Cakes. Glory Days Grill, Burke, Virginia. Hope you can join us for a pregame, which kicks off at 11. All right, let's go right to the phones. Open line Thursday.
Well, you were waving your finger. What did you want to say?
I saw something funny that I feel like I have to talk about during the break. I won't name the person because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Valdez is in the break room talking to a person, and he was being polite. But at some point, he had to come back and, like, do some work.
Right, because the person wouldn't stop talking? Yeah.
Mumbling. Valdez walks down the hallway as this person continues talking.
Yeah.
He gets 30 feet down the corridor.
And I wrapped up the conversation,
in a nice bow.
I told him, after I talk to this person, I'll let you know what he says, and then we can figure it out.
So Valdez is out of the picture, rounds the corner. I see his legs around the corner. This person is still talking. Still talking. To indirectly to me, because I was within earshot.
And he's seated the whole time, right?
So seated, so sedentary. Right. You look like me at MGM National Harbor.
He's a guy that kind of walks funny.
Yeah.
Yes. I know exactly.
I know who
it is. I just had to slap my knee a little bit.
I feel bad because sometimes I just have to literally, like he did, I just have to walk away from him.
Yeah, I just always walk away. Because I'm always nice.
I'm nice to him. I have cordial conversations. He'll talk forever.
I know. I've been in that boat too.
He's having a conversation with himself all the time. It's just a mumble.
He likes talking about the coffee maker.
Loves talking about the coffee.
Yeah, he loves that.
And if he fixes anything, he'll then tell you about that for a couple minutes.
And any issues, any technical issues that are going on around the station.
And transmitter sites.
I mean, it's like, yeah, let's bring over the new light bulbs and over.
Weather. He's a weather guy, too. Yeah.
He's a weather guy. Jason, he's also a big Godzilla fan.
Yes.
Godzilla. Now he's a Fox 5 local news guy.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Watches it nonstop.
It just entertained me during the break.
Well, that's like a daily occurrence. Yeah. I have that interaction every day.
The tough part is that it was legit work stuff, too, that needs to get done. Mm. And
I've never had that with him.
No.
And I just don't know what to do because he keeps talking and going on. And I don't.
You just have to cut him off.
I don't really understand if he understands me.
Right.
I'm learning there's a lot of people that are they're missing something, like, socially.
Right.
I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't want to say it in a careful way.
Yeah.
But there are just, you'd be shocked probably the number of people out there that clinically have some sort of diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? They
can't really talk to anybody.
I'll name
they
one.
They can't interact with humans.
I'll name one. Rom.
Yeah. He's probably got a social disorder.
Yeah,
certainly
yeah.
when he's drinking.
Mm. Yeah.
When he's drinking, he certainly has one.
Let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday.
I'm just thinking of 2 days ago where we're screaming at each other. Everyone lost their damn mind
now
on the show.
Guys, now
yeah, that's fine.
Then Eric says people got, you know, issues out there.
Well, people
fight. By the way, you can eliminate three of the junkies from that equation.
Mate,
everybody screaming.
I just took it all in.
Jason wasn't screaming. Cakes wasn't screaming.
No, I fight with people occasionally, but I think I know how to interact with people on a daily basis. Don't you think I have normal interactions with people?
For most part, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll lose my temper sometimes. But I'm not talking about somebody losing their temper. I'm talking about
not being able to have a conversation.
Don't know how to have conversations with people and maintain relationships with people.
Well, a lot of those people are in radio.
Yes, there are a lot of weird people in radio, no doubt. No doubt.
A lot
at
of
all.
Those people work in this building.
You know what radio is? A weird magnet. It's a weirdo magnet. Yeah. Which is what it is.
All right, let's go to Peter Burke. Peter, what's up, buddy?
Peter and Burke.
Speaking of people who are missing something socially, let's go to Peter Burke.
Yes.
Yeah. You're one of those guys.
Yeah, that might be your funniest joke ever.
There is something
missing. Yeah, you should probably hang up right now.
What do you think is missing, Peter? What's missing in you?
I don't know, but it is the radio magnet. Hey, I am definitely psyched that JP and Cakes are coming to my hood this weekend to the Glory Days mothership.
We'll be in Burke.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go?
What
see?
Do you think?
You going to hang out?
I'm going to be a smidge late because I'm going to be doing two things that Cakes would never do. One is playing the piano, and the other is at church.
Both. Yeah, I mean, I did play the piano when I was a much younger lad. I hated it. I hated it with the burning passion of a thousand.
What
sons.
If you were
hated
like?
It.
What if you're like Freddie Mercury and you could?
If
really...
I was good at it, I would love it.
Right.
But I sucked at it and needed lessons. And even with lessons, I was bad. Hated it.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Yeah. What's I didn't up? Know you played at church.
Yeah, I just play for our youth choir. But
nice.
Aren't you a good man?
He is a good man.
I'm no Pastor Jacques, but
Peter,
anyway.
I've never asked you this. Are you married with kids?
I am married with kids. I might be bringing the girl with me on Sunday to meet the guys.
Okay.
Wow. Very good.
So, didn't strike me as the marriage type.
My one tip to Peter is...
Jonan. I'm just kidding.
My one...
Even the guy you were making fun of before married.
Yeah. I know. And has kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, thanks for giving Sanchez some shine as a long suffering Jets fan. I'm definitely pulling for him to be the Todd Collins of 2018. But,
that'd be nice. That'd be awesome. That was another one. Five game run. Silly.
I still think that was the greatest Hard Knocks of all time because it was his rookie year at the Danny Woodhead angle with Belichick, had Antonio Cromartie and all his kids, and of course Rex Ryan.
It was the 2010 Hard Knocks. When she found out that Sanchez was on the Redskins, she's like, why didn't you tell me my boyfriend's on the team? I don't remember
she
why.
She thinks he's dreamy.
And then she said, why do I like Mark Sanchez? And I said, I think you liked him from Hard Knocks.
Right. Mm. Because he's chiseled and he's hot.
Didn't he have a picture out there one time of his butt or something? Like he was with some girls in a hot tub or something.
I think I remember
there
that.
There was some, and also,
Wasn't that Liner?
Like an Instagram.
Our USC quarterback.
That might have been Liner.
It was Liner, too. No, Liner for sure.
Definitely
well,
Liner.
I'm sure that both have been in
no,
hot tubs.
I think there's some pictures of Sanchez like partying with hot chicks.
You don't have to tell me to Google Mark Sanchez naked.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez shows his butt while partying with ladies.
See? I remember that from a few years ago.
Nice move. So we got Peter.
JP is. Is he your wife's Mark McGrath? Would that be free pass?
No, I don't think we've ever like really discussed that, but sure, we can throw him out there.
So speaking of junkies related social experiments, I've been doing. We all love the JPPP and the Lurch Papa Power Poll, and Dougie Fresh now has his pulse poll that he did. So I'm now doing my Peter's P1 pulse poll on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And search the hashtag. PP1PP. That's four P's with the one in the middle.
What's and, a lot of P's?
What's the best one
does anybody
so far?
Else think that this is humorous besides
I think
us?
It's humorous. But I mean,
for some reason, Peter does. There's something
he makes me laugh until he starts talking about the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
And then my brain wants to blow into a thousand pieces. Yeah.
That's right. Big Braves fan.
He has moments. It's not the full phone call.
Jets fan and a Braves fan. This is weird. It's a weird mix.
People ask me how I'm a Red Sox fan and a Niners fan.
What's the best... PP1PP.
Well, you remember that silly Maxim story that Drab pulled about Christmas buns? So I did a buns poll, and birthday buns trounced the Christmas buns. And also, Valdez would be excited that I did the Christmas show options, and people preferred the Secret Santa to the White Elephant. But the number one vote was just, don't care as long as they keep drinking. So
right.
That'll be good. Good lead-in for tomorrow.
Just keep getting hammered.
All right, Peter.
All right. All right, take it easy, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, I think Peter. It's the P1PPP.
Oh, okay.
The P1 pulse. Power pole. Yeah, whatever it is.
He's got a lot of time on his hands. By the way, Eric, you were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, sir.
Which you saw Monday.
Yes.
And you want us all to see it.
Yeah, did you see it?
I did not see it, but I got a text from our good friend Frank Hanrahan after we had talked about it.
Did he want to know what I thought of it?
Well, he saw it, and he just sent an emoji, and he was like this.
thumbs down
emoji.
I'm stunned by that.
I don't know. He didn't like it.
Did he do his "oh no" bit as he was watching? He's calling
probably.
I wonder. I don't accuse him of anything, but I wonder if it was a little off putting. Like, there's a lot of like scenes where like Freddie Mercury's like making out with other dudes and parties and stuff like that. Like, maybe that would rub some people the wrong way. I don't know what else Frank's evolved enough
to handle that. He just
I'm not saying
like
he couldn't handle it.
He's a
maybe
progressive
he like
guy.
It. Maybe it's...
I mean, it's not universally well-received. It's mostly well-received.
I think if you look at the audience score, it's pretty
high. I don't mind that.
I thought I saw 91%.
I don't mind that on screen. I watched The Deuce on HBO, and there's a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a lot worse than just making out.
Yeah. That's all it was. It was making out. It was a ton of that, but...
You wouldn't get sized for The Deuce.
I've never even heard of it.
It's James Franco. It's been on for
on HBO, right?
2 years? Second year?
The only part I didn't like about...
There's a lot of gay sex in The Deuce.
The only thing I didn't like about Bohemian
and
Rhapsody...
And I don't hate it.
All right, funny. Save that for history.
You're making me laugh.
I don't hate The Deuce.
Yeah, oh, right. The only part I didn't like was the lip syncing. Because when you see a movie like Star is Born, where the singing is all real.
Yeah. I mean, it's only 62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
But that's the critics' consensus, right?
91% audience.
91% audience.
So.
I mean, critics are.
Anyway, Frank Hanrahan does not like.
I would love to know what Frank didn't like.
I don't know. Text him.
I don't think I have his.
I text him to call in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. All right, let's go to
Frank's movie review. Silly.
Let's go to Marvin in Landover. I thought the movie was awesome.
Hey, Marvin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, I don't want to, you know, destroy y'all party this morning, but I'm going to break it a little serious. Matter of fact, I'm going to have 3 points, but just 3 sports, because right now I'm loving what the Nats did, beating the Yankees out for the pitcher. I can't remember his name right now, but thank God, because the pitching was awful last year. And I'm a DC sports fan through and through, so I'm going to keep it positive right now. I love that, because the pitching was, oh, man, it was hard to watch last year.
Right.
The Wizards, I like the way they're playing defense right now. I mean, at least they're paying attention to detail. That third quarter last night was terrible, giving up 40 points. But that's because they're playing a terrible.
45 points last night in the third quarter.
Mm. Yeah, that was terrible. But I think that's just because they're feeling themselves a little, how they dominated. And then all of a sudden they just, you know, thought they could walk out on the court and beat an NBA team. And those are NBA players. Those are millionaires, too, across from them. They should stop being disrespectful. All right. And then the last thing. My beloved Redskins. Oh, matter of fact, you know, I'll go to the Capitals real fast. That Tom Wilson hit was so terrible. And the other player, Reeves, yeah, they don't even suspend him. Yeah. I mean, why are we the only team that gets suspended? I mean, he's suspended for the first 20 games of the season.
Well, obviously, it's because of the, you know.
He has a reputation.
Exactly.
They're coming down hard on him.
Right.
And Reeves isn't a tough guy, and he doesn't deserve at least a 3 or 5 game suspension.
I mean,
Reeves is just a bully, too.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, come on.
I agree.
That's just awful. All right. So, I got all my good stuff out.
Yeah.
Washington Redskins. Right. Now the Redskins.
Washington Redskins. I'm just so disappointed because 2 weeks ago they decided to sign Reuben Foster. And to me, that signaled a team that was willing to win at all costs. I was one of the few people that championed the move because I thought they would just stash him for a year and then bring him back. Because, like I said, America forgets pretty fast. All these other players in the league, people just forget. So I think it would be an upgrade football-wise. And I was like, okay, that's a smart move. They're going to take the PR hit, blah, 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 I understand. They have a chance right now to pick up a quarterback who's way better than what they have on the roster. And I just don't understand why they don't give him a tryout. To sit there and say he's not, you know, in their plans, or they say, well, he wouldn't pick it up. They picked up a quarterback with the same skill set. And I'm just like,
okay, I'll explain it to you. Okay, first of all,
There's no denying it. Bruce and Dan don't like the kneeling stance. And that's Dan's prerogative as an owner, okay? You can disagree with it, but that's Dan's prerogative as an owner. He thinks that will have a negative impact on his advertising and his fan base. He may be wrong about it, but that's his opinion, okay? So that's one reason. The second reason, and you know this, Cap wouldn't even come here because he doesn't like the Redskins' name. That's number two. And then the third, and it's probably maybe the second most important. Because I've been arguing with Feinstein about this. I talked to an NFL general manager. I talked to Charlie Casserly about this last night, right? And I pulled another guy who played 12 years in the NFL. And I asked him this question. Is it reasonable to assume that Cap or any other quarterback with a similar resume who's been out of football completely for 2 years, hasn't been in an NFL building for 2 years, could come in on a Tuesday and start on a Sunday and give a team in a playoff chase the best chance to win? Is that reasonable to assume that?
Let me guess what he said.
Both said, no, it's crazy.
Right.
I would say this, though. Just one quick thing. Colin Kaepernick has a specific skill set that the Redskins have already incorporated into their offense this year. With Alex Smith, they wanted to do more read option, something that he knows very well.
Once he's been playing.
So what I'm saying is there would be
a play.
But you haven't seen him play.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
I've seen his videos on
Instagram
and everything.
Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. I just want to say this. He's staying in shape. He's not in football shape until you get hit. But he's in excellent shape right now.
Right.
So
right. I'm not questioning his conditioning. Let me ask you this.
There's plenty of guys who are in shape.
This is an embarrassing example, but I'm just going to throw it out there. You ever play basketball or anything, like, competitively on any level? You play it regularly.
Yeah.
And then you don't play it for a month, and you go out there, and you feel like a clown? Imagine not having played football for 2 years, right? There's a rust factor.
There's definitely. But that would be a rust factor for everybody who they picked up. Mark Sanchez hadn't played for the whole year.
Sanchez was playing.
Not this season.
No.
Yeah, but last
but Sanchez
year.
Was
he's had
with
a year
the Bears.
More.
He was throwing balls. He was at practice all of last year.
He'd been
year
watching film. He'd been a part of
it. By the way, how did it work out with Mark Sanchez? How many touchdowns did Mark Sanchez throw when he came in for, for McCoy? How many?
No, I understand, but you're
zero,
not
but it's not like the Redskins were scoring that much in any other
right,
game.
But, so what do you think? So what do you think Colton or Colin
Kaepernick?
Well,
he thinks Cap will do better. He gives them an extra element.
He gives them the leg element.
It's a fairy tale.
If you're looking at the next four games, other guys may give you a better chance.
That's
to win.
What they're looking at.
But if you're looking at the future, I think it's worth a look.
That's a different
to see
question.
Colin
that's different.
Skills.
That's a different question.
But that's not what you were saying.
That's a totally different
you
question.
You want him to start
well,
Sunday.
No, what I'm saying as a fan, that's what I would want to see.
Well, if he'd have been in the system 3 weeks now,
I would want to do what Marvin says about Reuben Foster, essentially stashing him for the future. Now, what you might see in Colin Kaepernick in four games being in your building is he's not somebody that we want in our future. But given the fact that Alex Smith's return to the starting lineup is questionable for week one in 2019, maybe Colin Kaepernick would be the bridge guy to get you back to Alex Smith.
Except that you're ignoring the first two factors, which Dan and Bruce, there's no circumstance where they will bring him in, and there's no circumstance
that's
where Colin
that
will come in.
The most.
Separate from what I would want to do. You're arguing about what each of us would want to do. No, what I know is realistically going to happen is what happened.
No,
and what I believe is going to happen is Mark Sanchez is going to lead
him
to maybe one win.
What is the right thing? As an organization, I'm sorry, Jason. And then your next point. The right thing for the organization to do is they're a half game out of the playoffs. You yourself said eight games might do it. Eight wins might get them in there. They have to play for now. Right now. Now, if you want to sign him to be the third guy, groom him, have him in the building all offseason. He might be the best guy next year.
At a minimum, I think the right thing to do would have been to bring him in for a tryout with the other guys.
There it is.
Right, that's different.
There it is.
That's different.
That's what I want.
They didn't even
give
him a look.
Because they don't want him.
You know
that's a public relations thing and an owner thing and all that stuff. I'm just saying I think that would have been the right thing to do. What do you think would have been the right thing to do?
I think he deserves.
Would you have brought Kaepernick in for a shot?
I think he deserves opportunities. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. And if you even want to sign him now for next season, sure. But don't sign. I'm a Redskins fan. All I want to do is win this Sunday.
Right.
I do not want a guy who hasn't taken a snap in practice in 2 years.
And I recognize that he probably wouldn't come to the Redskins. I don't know that he's spoken on that. based on the team name. Thank you very much for your call, Marvin.
Yeah, it's a good call. Thank you, Marvin.
But he is a just, DC sports
just
fan.
Just imagine
through and
the distraction of bringing Colin
Kaepernick.
Yeah,
they don't want him
in.
For the distraction of a workout, let alone being
I mean,
on the roster.
I think because distraction all the stuff questions would not be on. It would not be on. You know, the Giants. It wouldn't be on. You know, winning the last four. There wouldn't be many football questions. It would be all about Colin Kaepernick and what he stood for. It would be a huge distraction.
If they were out of the playoff race, go for it. Play him.
Phone number's 800-636-1067. Taking your calls on an open line Thursday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. I just walked into Jason talking about hog's eyes.
You want, hey, can you do that delicately?
I don't think I could.
Can you try?
Well, there's
some sort of survey.
Well, it was a certain. There
Everyone
was a study.
In here is in fist pumping even cakes.
There was a
definitely fist pumping from the number I heard.
I'm going to get dumped. I'll end
no,
up getting
don't
dumped.
Get dumped. Just be not delicate. Be
all right.
Like,
let me see if I can put
like
this.
Like a surgeon.
I'll diesel dump it if need be.
So there was a Men's Journal article that came out, I think, last month.
Just say Seist.
Skippy actually hit me to it.
We did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of all people.
He loves talking about stuff like this,
yeah,
too.
Right.
But in England, they did a study. 16,000 men ages 17 and older
right.
participated in the study.
16,000.
I couldn't believe it.
That's a big sample
and they,
size.
And these men responding like actually drove somewhere and allowed...
They allowed professionals
to
measure,
to measure them.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, to measure.
To measure size.
Yeah, right.
Right. And they found that Seist,
right,
the average Seistness
Heath Shuler
was 5.16.
Yeah, blank.
Right.
Yeah, a Heath Shuler.
A Heath Shuler.
Right.
Right. That's Seistness.
Right. Right.
Right.
Seistness so for the Seistness.
And
yes!
So everyone.
Even cakes. Yes.
Couple things. First of all, I was surprised at that number because yeah. I would have expected it to be higher.
Right.
But the article goes to say that most people lie about it. Most men lie about
right.
their junk.
Right.
And then I can't believe 16,000 guys participated in it.
Right.
That's unbelievable to me. Would you ever go to a
they
doctor?
They must have been incentivized somehow. It's just free.
Well, what are they giving them? Will they give them $1,000?
I don't know.
They're giving them maybe $10.
The thing is you're going to have to watch some adult content or something and then present.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
of
that's
course.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I go in there present to my urologist every year. And
well,
it's embarrassing.
Definitely not.
But not in that condition.
No, it's in the worst condition.
It should be in the worst condition.
I'm pretty well convinced when I'm not sized, I'm like. I'm like a Robert Parrish.
Double zero?
Yeah.
Not just 1-0.
Yeah.
Doubles.
Like, when I'm not sized, yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
16,000. Let's just 16. Just assume most guys in England
yeah.
are like that.
I
well,
guess.
You gotta
I don't
assume
know.
It's not just an English thing. We're
oh,
going
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
extrapolate that to,
well, I mean,
to everyone.
I don't know. I don't know what why that they were studying
but that
those
is
guys.
Fist pump worthy.
All right, let's go to the phones. Yeah. Open line Thursday.
I didn't want to bring that up on the air.
Well, I literally walked in and I just heard you go 5.1.
Right.
Well, you
well,
know what?
AWOD would fit right in that study.
Rom is still probably distraught.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if he makes that threshold.
Awad and our buddy Horsey.
Yeah. Hey, look, if there's a median and there's a curve, there's got to be some on the downside of the bell curve and some on the other side of the bell curve.
Yeah. Horsey definitely on the other side. All right, let's go to Evan in Charlottesville. Hey, Evan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Junks? How you guys doing?
What's up?
Quick question before I make my point. Bish, when do people call in for Big Fat Winners, or when do you guys record?
We record on Wednesday
evening.
Can people
call you and participate in the show? You don't have that ability.
Yeah, we can take calls.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's a number. I'd have to get it for
you.
Our producer sends that out.
You should follow them on Twitter, at BigFNWinners.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I do.
Pat Kimes, I think.
Yeah, just tweet Skippy, and he'll give you the number.
They usually tweet out when they're taking
calls.
Time
they're recording.
Yeah, I see it. I'll retweet it on Junk's Radio Forum on occasion.
When we podcast eventually, we'll be doing the same thing, 100%.
All right. Sounds good. And my point is... I just like what that last caller said about Reeves on Tom Wilson. That was a clean hit, and people need to stop. Tom Wilson plays with this edge. I love him. He's one of my favorite caps.
Yeah.
He's so fun to watch. He's an awesome skater, and he, you know, plays with that edge. But every now and then, and Reeves is one of the only dudes in the league that can actually, you know, hit with him, he's going to get laid out. He's going to have a target on his back, and, like, that's just kind of what it is. Just because he got laid out and hurt, it sucks. I never want that to happen to anyone.
So you didn't think it was a cheap shot, though? Most people seem to think it was a cheap shot.
I mean, he got ejected from the game. I think that's enough. Like, he hit him shoulder to shoulder, shoulder to shoulder. There was no head contact.
He was targeting him throughout the game by all accounts.
Yeah, I mean, that's each of their roles. That's part of
it. Yeah, but they're trying to get rid of that. They're trying to get rid of that.
I get it. I mean, I played hockey my entire life. I prefer to, you know, keep it the way it is. And yeah, he looked at his pass. You're taught not to do that. He should keep skating, not keep his feet standing still and get laid out by one of the biggest dudes in the league.
All right, well, when he gets his the next go around, Wilson better not get suspended. But he probably will.
It'll be a reputation suspension. Yeah.
You know, obviously I don't want that to happen. I thought that the 20 games was absurd. I thought it should have been maybe a couple. But, I mean, that was a stupid hit, and the point of contact was his head on that one. Wilson was shoulder to shoulder. He got hurt. It sucks. He'll be fine. Like, move on. Caps fans cry about every little thing that happens to them and think that, you know, everyone's
sensitive.
Out to get them.
I think they're a little sensitive because of all of the suspensions with Wilson. That's all.
Yeah. Everything you read on, every post about Tom Wilson, or every post about anything the Caps, did Tom Wilson get suspended for this? It's just old. Stop, Caps fans. All right, thanks, Doug.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Evan.
Evan in Charlottesville, probably listening on radio.com. I would love to send him a GIF of every Capital skating the Stanley Cup.
I think he said he was
a Caps
fan.
Cakes.
You didn't hear
that. I missed
you
that.
Get so
I
blinded. Missed that.
But I do get blinded.
What is he?
I get bitter. I get salty.
Yeah, you got bitter at him. He's supporting Tom Wilson.
I get bitter on Twitter. You're with people.
He's a fan of the team. He said Tom Wilson's his favorite player.
He's trying to be objective.
I don't care about what
he said. He was still thinking about the Men's Journal article.
Maybe I was. Anytime anybody trolls the Caps on Twitter, all I do is send them a picture of Ovi grabbing the cup from Gary Bettman or Tom Wilson skating with the cup. It's one of my favorite things to do.
He was actually talking about people like Cakes that are so blinded by their homerism that they can't even hear the guy
Cakes
say,
so
I'm a Tom Wilson fan,
homer.
I'm a Caps fan, but...
Hey, Adam, real quick. Adam, how did you feel about that that Men's Health article or whatever?
I mean, I feel like sized... Above the mean.
Above the mean?
Yeah. Like a squeaker above the mean?
Again,
or
solid? Most men lie. Most men lie about it.
And we know you're a document liar.
Yeah, we know it.
We're going to put that on the
agenda for tomorrow. Is it a close call?
No, but I've never used a ruler.
Lie. Well, that's a lie. Every guy has never used a ruler.
That's
such a lie.
In college, I did it 100 times.
What difference does it make if you never use it? It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
He's got to dust it off.
He could be John Holmes to use a Pete Metro's
favorite reference.
I'm telling
you, I think I measured mine 100 times because I wanted to get over the threshold. I just could never quite get there. I tried so
probably
hard.
Probably some stretching exercises being employed there to get to a different
All right,
number.
It is open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next at 7 o'clock, we hit the Skins here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.